It is Share-a-thon 2024. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth, and joining me in studio is the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, this is a very important time of the year for us. We get to share about what KFUO does, what we've been doing for almost 100 years, and we get to ask you fun questions like, why is it important for people to have a resource like this to be able to hear God's word daily?
Well, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Romans 1. And the word of God is living and mighty and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing unto the heart. Hebrews and many other passages. The word of God is not inert. It is not simply a dead letter that only comes alive when I think about it and really put it into action or something like that. The word of God is the most important thing in the church. It's the most important mark of the church's life, says Luther. It is the holy relic, he says, and I love it so much. You know, in his time before the Reformation, relics, and still to this day, relics are believed by some of the church to have sanctifying power, so that if I venerate certain relics, I will get certain blessings and spiritual power and blessings and forgiveness and shorter time in purgatory and all that kind of stuff. Well, Luther scrapped it all, and he said, look, the real relic is not the bones, and he joked there were bones of 18 apostles alone in Germany. He said the bones of the saints are not the real the real relic, which sanctifies everything it touches, is the word of God. And that word of God does this. My word is like a hammer, the prophet Jeremiah said, of quoting the Lord in his prophecy. The word of God is the thing that changes everything. It renders me nothing before God, so I repent of my sins, and it is the proclamation of the gospel. I tell you, your sins are forgiven because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. For God so loved the world. Are you part of the world? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And that proclamation does what it says. Mm-hmm. It opens hearts. It opens ears. It actually saves. It is a saving message. Do you believe that? Then you are a Christian. That's the way it is. Luther had so many wonderful things to say. He said, first, the holy Christian people are recognized by their possession of the holy word of God. To be sure, not all have it in equal measure, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3. Some possess the word in its complete purity, and others do not. Those who have it pure are called those who build on the foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones. Those who do not have it in its purity are ones who build on the foundation with wood, hay, and straw. And yet they will be saved through fire. As Paul says, more than enough was said about this. This is the principal item and the holiest of holy relics. Now, in Luther's works I've got here, this is on Luther on the Councils in the Church, 1539. They translate it, this is the holiest of holy possessions. But Luther's word is Heiligtum, relic. And then there's this beautiful section here. Think about all the things that go on in your life, and the salutary, sanctifying relic, which is Christ's living word, this thing affects your life in every way, gives you the consolation of a good conscience. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Christ died for you. There is total consolation, total comfort, total forgiveness. What else could be stronger for you to deal with all the nonsense you deal with in your family, all the difficulties you have with your own self, your own psyche, your own selfishness? what else could be stronger for you than to give you the grace and mercy that you need to carry out your vocation to love your neighbor, to love your family first, and that's the hardest part, and love your neighbor. So Luther says, this is the thing that performs all miracles, effects, sustains, carries out, and does everything. So the church at his time believed that all kinds of things like pilgrimages and masses and could all be performed for some benefit in some way that hasn't been described by the Word of God. But he says, it performs all miracles, effects, sustains, carries out, and does everything. It exercises all devils, like pilgrimage devils, indulgence devils, bull devils, brotherhood devils, saint devils, mass devils, purgatory devils, monastery devils, priest devils, mob devils, insurrection devils, heresy devils, antinomian devils, but not without raving and rampaging, as is seen in the poor men mentioned in Mark 1. So there's an exorcism. It is traumatic. But these were all ways in which people believed they could merit grace, merit salvation, merit less time in purgatory. And Luther says, this is the great thing that does everything. And that's it for us. It's the great... So what's important about KFUO is it brings the Word of God to lives every day, every single day, in every aspect of life. And I need that kind of touch of the Word of God constantly. We all do. And the more I hear of the Word of God, the more I read the Word of God, the more I ponder it, the more I pray it, the better off I am.
And we've been blessed to be able to share this gospel of Christ, this living and active Word of God, for almost 100 years. So I know you love history. If you were able to go back in time, way back to like 1923, 1924, and share something with the men and women who were wanting to start this new radio broadcast, what would you say to them?
I'd say, you know, Hermann Sasse said, the church that forgets his fathers is in deep, deep trouble. Mm. And I would say, we've never forgotten you, Walter Meyer. We've never forgotten you, LLL. We've never forgotten all of those, Concordia Seminary, who were involved from the beginning. We've never forgotten you and the message of the gospel, according to the Lutheran Confession, is beaming forth brightly today, more broadly than ever before. And we thank God for you.
KFUO is also listener-supported. That's why we're here doing Share-a-thon right now. We want to encourage our listeners in their baptismal life, to grow our listeners around the world, improve our programming so we can serve people even better. What, in your view, what is the role of the listener, and especially the donor, the supporter, in the way that we're able to do this ministry?
Vital, without which there is no ministry. There is no daily broadcast. There's no 24-hour web access. There's no app. There's no music. There's nothing. And so we thank you so much. And God loves a cheerful giver, says St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 8. The gift is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what a person does not have. God is able to make you abound in all grace that you may give in all times, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8. And he clearly makes it known that we respond, we are given, we receive blessings. If you can give to help this continue, we'd appreciate it greatly. There's some great things going on right now, expansion, extra translator stations, great desires to go further and higher, and we'll be able to do it with you.
President Harrison, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Sarah. God bless all you do. You're terrific.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. More Share-a-thon coming up.